The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, July 15th, 1979 at 18 hours 30 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. Hello, friends. This is Rita Rochelle. Welcome back to Music Time in Africa. I'm so glad you're joining me again for our weekly music show. Today, we're featuring some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups with traditional and popular African music. Our program for today includes traditional songs and dances from the country of Benin, and several good recordings of pop music by some of Benin's top musicians. I think you'll enjoy the program. So now, it's Music Time in Africa. And we're going to get things started off today with the TP Polyrhythmo Orchestra. It remains as one of my favorite groups of artists in Benin. And also, I like their album called Special Festac 77. It was dedicated to the Festival of Black Arts, which took place in Nigeria during 1977. This number is from that album, and I'm playing it for the following listeners as a way of saying thank you for the letters they sent to me. Thank you, Otis Marshall and Jesse Bianu Jr. of Monrovia, Liberia. Thank you, Dauda Saho Jr. and Iyala Fabime of Nigeria, and Mohamed Bare of Kabala, Sierra Leone. Right now, here's the TP Polyrhythmo Orchestra of Benin. I promised you good music, and that's exactly what you're going to get. I like that last number, didn't you? The country of Benin in West Africa has over 3.5 million people, made up of many different ethnic groups, each with its own language, customs, folklore, music, and musical instruments. The northern part of Benin can actually be described as a cultural melting pot, because in the old days, the region was part of the caravan route from the Central Sudan to regions known as the Nigerian Sudan. Also, Benin's northern savanna region was the path of the great invasion of the Fulani that crossed the ancient kingdom state of Borgu. One of the important peoples in this part of the country is the Bariba. The Bariba have always maintained a rigid traditional society and have retained ancient ceremonial musical practices in which professional musicians play a leading role. This first example of Bariba music is a praise song, typical of the vocal music of the Sudanese Sahel. It's performed by a group of professional musicians known as Sasako, who usually accompany hunting groups. This next example of Bariba music is also a type of music that was used many, many years ago. It was called teke and played during the ceremonies for the enthroning of a new king. Two small armpit pressure-type drums called barakaranku and two large bass drums are the accompaniment for this song, recorded in the village of Paraku.
Oh,
Among the many old types of Bariba folk music still being played to this day in northern Benin, there is music called wuru. Wuru is the name of the small groups of musicians who are usually invited to perform in various social events in villages, but best known for their dance music at funerals. This recording of wuru music was made in the village of Teme. It was made during funeral ceremonies of a Bariba hunter who had become famous for his bravery and prowess. The musicians in this type of music usually form a circle and dance at the same time. Been listening to music from the northern region of Benin in West Africa. Once again, I'll take a few moments to acknowledge some of the letters our music man, Leo Sarkisian, and I have been receiving. We're especially glad to know that you've been enjoying the recordings of traditional music, as well as the popular music. Greetings and thanks to Ewa Basse Efiam of Calabar, to Augustine Moa at the High Court of Justice in Asaba, and Augustine Okafor, also of Asaba, a few of our friends in Nigeria. And hello to Rita Ernestina Abanyen of Takoradi, Ghana, and Sule Mahamud at Yangpala College in Tamale. That's Tamale, Ghana. Thank you for all the photos you sent, Sule. Hope to hear from you and your friends, Jackson and Adams. Have them drop us a line. And now, another example of Bariba music from northern Benin. This is a recording of a four-note xylophone called the kinu. It's usually played by the men who guard the planted fields from birds and monkeys. The musician sits on the ground with his legs stretched out and lays four pieces of wood across his lap. He strikes the wooden notes with a small stone in each hand. Thank you. From the northern part of Benin, we go to the south, to the Savalu region in Benin. It's a type of music known as Shenhukimen. Even though it's usually heard during funerals, it's frequently used for other occasions. The orchestra consists of a metal gong called the Gantu, a double gong called the Ganvikpan, and the Kulu, a whistle made from an animal horn. There are also two water drums. The water drums called Tohun are the half shells of gourds floating in large pans of water. Different tones are produced depending on how far the drummer sinks the gourd into the water. He beats the top of the gourds with a stick. This last selection of traditional music from Benin is typical of small groups of musicians who play in the fields during the planting season. The groups usually consist of flutes, drums, and gongs, and their music helps to ease the heavy work of the farmers. That was an interesting sound. You've been listening to only a few of the many different kinds of music in the culturally rich country of Benin in West Africa. Right now, though, it's a change in pace and more music by the famous T.P. Polyrhythmo Orchestra of Benin. ¶¶ And now, friends, I think you can understand why the TP Polyrhythmo Orchestra of Benin is one of my favorites. But I think that we have to credit our friend Leo Sarkeesian with making such fine selections for our listening pleasure. Thank you, Leo. And to sort of round out today's program of music from Benin, here's music by another top artist in that country, none other than Bernard Papillon. Baba. Basue.
Sebenye amang no bema adre ale babelo beni ewa kie ojo la bapote oma sonye de kasi bevenene sherinye de kasi bevenene uho sebenye amang no bema adre ale babelo beni lo ewa kie ojo la bapote oma papi. Sebenye amang no bema adrea le babelo benilo ewa ki ojo la papote oma.
Bernard Papillon, ending things on a happy note for us. Hope you enjoy today's Music Time in Africa. I'd like to have you join me again next week at this same time, when my colleague Leo Sarkeesian and I will have more popular and traditional music by some of Africa's best musicians. Right now, I'm going to say thank you for the wonderful letters that we've received. Thank you, Donald Osawe of Irua, Amadou Adamu of Azare. Thank you, Kobina Awekwe of Aba, and our friend Okpa Enagu Okpa of Ogoja. Hello to Aminu Sahabi of Beronin Kebi, to our friend Felix Oji of Obum, and we can't leave without saying hello to Dili Anumba at the University of Benin. Leo and I wish all of you the best, friends, and more grease to your elbows. And for those of you who would like to drop us a line, the address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20547, USA. Again, the address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20547, USA. We'll be waiting for your letter. I'm inviting you to stay tuned in now on the same frequencies and meter bands for the latest news as the African service continues. This is Rita Rochelle, friends, saying so long from Music Time in Africa, and I'm looking forward to being with you again next Sunday. Until then, I wish that all of you have a nice and a happy week.